Thank you, Sherry, for being a good host to us. They gave us a lot of food. This afternoon, we ate a lot of food, which knocked me down, and I found myself snoring hard. And I want to thank you all for coming again tonight just to hear me speaking. God is a good God.
Amen.
God never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
I told you about, I like that kid there. he like giving me this. Hallelujah. Yeah, this morning I told you about we are raising the children and the orphans in our home. And since we started this, we have raised over 220. 100 has gone out, and now we are having 120. And all in all, we are still looking forward to add more. My vision was to have 1,000 children in the home every year, because a lot of children are on the street of Kisumu, Kenya. And many are just eating on the garbage can. They don't have a good meal. They don't have a house to sleep in. They don't know what to do next. And I just remember about myself, how I live on the street. And that makes me cry every day. Every time I see children on the street, I cry. Because that's where I came from. I did not have anything in life and did not know what to do next. But now, I thank God that I can help these children and we can take them to school. So keep us in your prayers, because prayers make the difference. Nothing can escape prayer. When you pray, God will come and answer the prayer. When you pray, God will show up. Many, many times we have seen God showing up in our life when there is no food. There was one day we did not have food to give to the children. There was nothing, even a sugar, nothing. Then I told the children, let us, thank you, brother. Let us pray. And we started to pray. We pray. Then I stood up, and a little child told me, Papa Samson, I want to pray for you that God will give us food to eat. So I knelt down, and she came and lay her little finger on my head and started to pray. Say, dear God, I pray today that you may give Samson money to buy for us food. And she said, amen. When she said amen, the telephone rang. And there was a provision. Pastor, come and take food for the children. And I say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You see, nothing can escape prayer. And with these little children, they know how to pray. And God honor their prayers. My prayer tonight that some of you may come to Kenya, even next year, to come and see what we are doing for the children. Not only me to come here and tell you what we are doing, but I want those who love the children. I know all of you love the children, but those who are having mission-minded in their heart, I want to go. Lord, send me. Lord, pay for my airfare, and God will bring you to Kenya. And when you come back, you will have something to tell people in the church. So start praying for that today, because God is ready to make a way for you all. He's a way maker. Where there's no way, God make a way.
Amen.
And that is his name, and that is his nature. I've seen God doing great things in our life in Kenya. I want to tell you this story before I read the scripture. There was a lady in Kenya just a few months ago. I'm telling the truth, which I've seen with my eyes. This lady gave birth, and she was very poor, very poor. Did not have food to eat. So she said, let me go to my neighbor's farm and take a few potatoes so that I can come and boil in the water and eat. So she did that and went to that neighbor's farm and took a few potatoes, just a handful. And while the potato was being boiled in the pot, she said, oh, let me go fetch for the water at the river. So she took a pot, going to the river to fetch for water. When the neighbor came back and found that her potato was taken, she just went to that woman's house and found the potato was being boiling, was boiling in the pot. And the child was there lying down. So she took all the potato out and put the child in the water, hot water. Crazy, crazy people. Evil, I say evil woman. Made me to cry. Why didn't this lady come to us who would have given us something to eat? Many bad things are taking place in Africa. And that's why we keep on preaching to people, telling people to know Jesus. The world which are going without Jesus is dead. So you see how she killed a young baby which has not done anything in life, did not even abuse anybody, and now they found that baby dead. And that's really hurt me a lot. When I saw that the baby was being boiled in the water, when that lady came back from the river and found that the baby was in the pot, she cried and cried and fell down. Cried and made everybody to cry in the community. So we are living in an evil world, the world with no hope. I say we are living in a society which is lost.
Amen.
With no hope. And those who know Jesus can keep on praying for that. So today we are going to read from the book of Acts, chapter number 10. There was a man in the Bible days, and this man knows how to pray, and his name remained in the Bible. Your name can remain in the Bible in the next generation for what you do, for what we are doing. And that's what God does. So we are going to hear what the Bible says from chapter number 10, verse 1. It says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to people and pray to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth in with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea side. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. So the Bible says in verse 1, that is just introduction, is saying that there was a man, a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian. We found that in Cornelius, there was four good things. Cornelius, he voted himself. That is number one. The man who voted himself to do God's work. When he hears that there's a need somewhere, he runs. When he hears that there's something to be done, he runs there. He devoted to do God's work. And that made the angels of God to come and visit with him. And he made the time every day, each and everybody in his home to go pray. He said, we're going to pray at ninth hour every day. And one day the angel of the Lord came and stood by him and called him by his name and said, Cornelius, Cornelius. And when he looked up, he saw the bright cloth and said, what is it, Lord? He scared him to death. And he said, Cornelius, thy prayers and thy alms have come before the Lord. Now send people to someone called Simon Peter. He lodged on somebody's house called Simon. He's a tanner by the sea. You see how God is now giving Cornelius direction and the address of where to go find this man. God knows each and everybody's where you live. And if at all what God wants to send Pastor Daniel to somebody's house, he will give him and say, told him your name, not your neighbor's name, your name, to go and come and visit with you and tell you the word of God. When Cornelius finished their prayer, he called for those who are watching on him and sent them to Joppa. See, God has got a way of blessing people. He has a way of meeting people. He knows what we are going through tonight. He knows what will come to you tomorrow or next month or next year. God knows. He is a plan. He have good plans for you. And he say, I have good plans for you. The plan to prosper you but not to harm you. That is the word of God. He never harmed people. He loves people. And that's why he sent his son Jesus to come and die and pay all the price on the cross. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave out his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He found me somewhere when I was nobody. I was aimless. I did not know what to do. And he came and changed my life. And since that time, I say, God, I will never go back, but I keep on going forward. Whether things are easy or hard, and I kept on going and going and going and following him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. The God who can do everything in our life. Amen. God who cannot change. Many people change, but God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in Bible days is ready to do even tonight. Amen. And that's why Jesus saved you one day when you was a nobody and made you to be somebody. People who those can come to church tonight. Many people today are watching the football, sitting on their couch. But you made a decision to come to church to hear from God. What a mighty blessing you are going to get. Because you left everything just to come and hear the word of God. This word here, many people just wanted to know how they can get into the kingdom of God, but they don't know. But you are blessed tonight because you are here in his presence. When Cornelius decided just to pray, he pray. I was just like Cornelius. I did not know what to do next. Cornelius was a man who had everything in life. He was a leader, but he decided to pray every day. Look, he was a leader, just like a president of the United States of America. But he decided to call on his name every day. And God one day appeared to him and called him by his name. Not somebody's name, by his name, and say, Cornelius, Cornelius, your prayers and your arms has become a memorial before God. Now send people to Joppa and call on Peter to come and tell you. When he has sent these people, as they were going, Peter also was there, and he felt hungry. So the Bible says that he went on the upper chamber, going to prepare a meal, but when food was being prepared, he felt a trace. In other words, felt like taking a nap. And he saw in a vision, God was telling Peter, wake, kill and eat. And Peter said, no, according to our customs. You know, people go with the customs a lot. Like in Africa, we have customs. When you wake up, many people in Africa, when they wake up and they meet with somebody, maybe a lady or a man, I say, oh, today I have bad luck. That's taking place in Africa. Maybe my firstborn was a son or a girl, and I meet with somebody. If my firstborn was a girl, and I meet with a man, I say, that is a bad luck for me. So those are customs. That's what Peter was trying to tell God. According to our customs, we never eat unclean thing. Hallelujah. We never eat unclean thing. And God said, don't call what God has made clean to be unclean. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is telling Peter, do not do that. Stop. You see, why do Africa people still doing evil things? Because they don't know Jesus. And those who know Jesus, they're doing good things by so loving children. We love children, and we miss our children. We are homesick. And number one thing also, I want you all to be praying for my sister. She's very sick. And every day I keep on calling them. They are calling me. They are doing this. She's very sick, can die anything, anytime. So keep her in your prayers that God will touch her life. Her name is Rispa. We were only two children left. The first one is gone. We were three in our home. But she loved the Lord. One day I talked to her before they took her to the hospital and said, Samson, come home quickly. And I say, wait, I'm coming. We are praying. I'm there, though I'm in America. So Cornelius knew God, and God spoke to him. What about in chapter number 3, in the same book, about Peter and John? The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. You see, this man was being carried, and they put him at the gate of the temple, which was so beautiful. Every day for his to earn his living. That was the only way he can earn his living. And one day, as Peter and John were going to the temple, this man knew that these are foreigners. And today we are going to get something good. And he kept looking at those people. Maybe he was smiling and looking at those people because he was expecting something good from them. But Peter also and John, looking at this man, he told him, look at us carefully, and made him to be expecting more. And he said, silver and gold we do not have, but we are going to give you what we have. What do you have tonight? What can you give the world tonight? Silver or gold? That may be not enough. Peter say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. And they hold this man with their hand. And he started to limping, going to the temple. And when he got in the temple, he started to praise the Lord who did that for him. And he said, I will never sit in that gate again. When you got Jesus, you'll run around telling people. And you will be so happy for what the Lord has done in your life. That happened to us one day when we were saved. We told everybody. I went to work where I was working, and I told the people that as from yesterday, I got somebody, which I'm going to tell you. Those who are working with me, some people gave me 1 week. Another person tried his best, gave me 3 months. Another one said one year. When all these days went by, they came back to me and said, you were really saved. You were really born again. Because the things which we were doing with them, I did not do them again. But loving God every day and telling them about Jesus. That's what that man did. When Peter and John caught him by the hand and helped him to stand up and say, silver and gold we don't have, but we want to give you the very best. You will never sit here again and beg. Somebody came from America and prayed for me also one day in my working place. And he prayed for 35 minutes just holding my hand. And he prayed, Jesus, will Samson will not work in this place again. There I was getting only 450 shillings a month. That is not even 50 cents in America. And he kept on praying until the manager said, leave him alone now. Leave him alone now. Let him work. And he kept on praying. This was a white man from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it did not take even 1 year for me to leave the job and start doing the work of God. So he planted a seed in me, the seed which cannot fail. The seed which will keep on going. And every time I remember him, I say, God, thank you for sending that man to our working place. He's no longer living, he's dead. He died long time ago. But the word of God is still in my heart. Amen. Which he prayed. And I can remember every word he said. That is God. And that's what these two gentlemen did in the Bible. Peter and John took this man with the hand and say, walk in Jesus' name. And he found himself walking, going to the temple, praising the Lord, singing hallelujah. When God does something great in your life, you will sing the whole night. You will sing the whole day. You will sing the whole week. You will sing the whole year. Keep on singing for Jesus and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my life. There is none like you, Jesus. Only Jesus can change the life. Give Jesus a hand, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus can do it. Only God who can do it, not any man. But God, when God does it, you will have something to tell people. Amen. And I'm still telling people the love of God, what God did in my life. It never changed. It's the same. This year in April, we were going to church, but we were kind of late, you know. Sometimes we slept late and woke up late. So Betty went in the kitchen to prepare tea and bread for. We were only living two in the house, and the children live on the compound. So I take my shower quickly, I dress up, and Betty went also to take her shower. But she told me, just go ahead and drink tea. I'm coming. So on my dining table, I pray, God, bring somebody to help me drink this tea and finish this bread. Thinking that I was joking. You never joke when you are praying. You never joke. That's what I say. God, bring somebody to help us drink this tea and finish the bread. So I drank my tea. Nobody showed up. I washed my cup and the plate. I put them on the kitchen table. Betty also came and drank the tea and took a cup and the plate and washed and went back to dress up. When she was dressing up, she was almost coming out of the bedroom. Somebody was at the gate coming, and I said, "Thank you, Jesus. You answer my prayer." You see, I thought that I was just looking. Oh, maybe I was just joking. You never joke with God. God brought somebody which was so hungry. She was a lady, so hungry. And when she came, I put all the bread on the plate for her. And I gave her all the tea which was left in the pot. And when Betty came out of the room, she said, "Oh, what's going on?" I say, "Wait." So on the way to church, I told Betty how I did pray when she was not there. And she said, "Oh, that was took place." You see, when you pray, God will show up. Prayer is not something small. Prayer makes a way. Prayer will make God show up in your home. When you keep on praying, you will see God. And many people ask me, "Samson, how many times do you pray in a day?" I say, "At all time. There's no limit of praying. I don't have limit. I pray at all time. When I'm walking, I pray. Before I go to town, I pray. When I get in town, I pray. Lord, be with us as we drive on the highway. Come against every evil spirit of accident." And I keep on praying like that. I say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." There is no limit time of praying. What did Jesus say? He said, "Unto this end, men ought always to pray, but not to lose hope or faint." You see, many people are losing hope nowadays. They don't want to pray. Many people have fainted. Why? They say, "Oh, I've really prayed. Nothing is productive. I pray every morning. I pray." Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. And when pray for your children every day, when they are going to school, when they are coming back from school, when they are playing with the other children, pray for them. And you'll make a good home. Don't stop praying. Sometimes you lay your hand on them. That's what we do for these 120 children. We lay our hand on them every day when they are going to school. And the teacher say, "Because you people pray a lot, that's why your children are number one, two, up to 10. Prayer makes a way. Prayer will open all their brains wide. Prayer will clean their brain, and they will be doing something in the school. And some say, "Pastor, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor. I want to be an engineer. I want to be this." And I say, "Because you have said it, start praying with me, and you will become a doctor." We have seen many, many, many of these orphans. Those who are left with no hope, we are putting hope in them by praying and reading the Bible. Every evening is a time for us to come together, read the Bible, and pray. After reading the Bible, we sing some songs and we pray. Every day, every single day, we must see that we pray with them. And that makes them to be somebody. And they love us. Now they keep on calling us every day. "When are you coming back? We miss you. We want you to come back." We say, "Wait. Just wait, we are coming. Pray for us." So we thank you all for praying for our children and for loving our children. Number two, please help us to pay for their school fees. Those who are going to high school. Maybe two people can adopt one child to pay their school fees for 4 years. $600 a year. $200 per term. in a year. And that will, when you help somebody and you see them going to university the same way you are seeing those three girls waving, they are calling letters, just singing for the Lord and saying, because of the Lord and because of you, they are going to be somebody. Some say, oh, I did not know that I will be somebody after they have got a job. My mother died when I was still young. My father died and I was left just there. I did not know what to do next. And because you take care of me, now I'm going to be somebody in Kenya. I will have my children. I will do something for other children also. That is what they are saying. Because somebody loved them. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Pastor Daniel, come and hand over with the round of prayer. Pray like Peter and John. And like.
All right. Thank
now
you, brother.
Now
there you go. Hey, that mic makes me nervous. All right. We appreciate Brother Samson being here with us. Two good messages for us today. And, praying. I mean, that's it. And,